We will give statistics about the network every time you're hearing these kind of music in the background. So maybe we should do a Traffic in Trouble, but I have no idea. Status of network.
Well, it's...
In short.
Internet uplink is working, local network is not there yet.
The average download rate is?
Fast enough. It's saturating my hard disk.
The ping time to slash dot?
I haven't tried yet.
Yeah, we didn't either. Well, the radio is also still setting up. Radio Sub-Ether, it's nearly 5 minutes after 1 a.m. in the night. People outside, some people wrote us an email. It's just saying that we are playing good music. Not more. I think we should call a few people. Well, I'm dialing them now. If people want to write us something, they have to guess that we are calling them. I hope he's answering.
Hello?
Hello? Who is talking there? He is Radio Sub Ether and you are live on air.
Oh yeah, thank you.
This
is Q.
Hi, Q.
Hello.
You wrote us an email.
Yes.
You just said that we are playing good music.
I think so, yes.
That's nice. But that's not very much. Tell us more. Who are you? From where are you?
Please. Not now. I'm thinking about some software. I have to do some software programming for the Ham Radio project.
For the Ham Radio project?
Yes.
We didn't talk about the Ham Radio project yet.
Okay.
So we should?
We can do, yes.
Yes. So tell us something about the Ham Radio project. I think you're our neighbors. You are just 5 meters away from the Radio Sub Ether tent.
I think it's more than 50 meters, but it's very near. Yes, so we have some ham radio, some hams here. Currently, I think about 10 and getting more. And we're doing ham radio here live and experimenting and doing such stuff. I'm programming a ham radio repeater, which can repeat ham radio signals, and we are having fun here.
So ham radio, everybody has internet. Why do you still use ham radio to communicate?
It's more interesting. Internet is you don't have to do much for using internet. You don't have any technical background. You just plug in your computer and it should work. And ham radio you can do so much more.
You need some club mate.
Yeah, probably. I'm more fluent in German. You have many possibilities to do interesting things in ham radio. We have different operating modes. You can transmit pictures, voice, data. You can build your own stuff. Of course, you can buy it too. But you can experiment. You can try antennas and such stuff. And that's much more than just chatting over the internet. That's more interesting.
Okay. So far, the listeners' feedback. Q, thank you very much for picking up the phone.
Yes, and I'm going to kick Nibbler. Who's standing inside of me?
Nibbler? What did
yes.
he do?
He's just here and he's lying about me. Okay, have fun with your show.
Yes, if you want to have more discussion, Q, come over. We are not far away.
I think about it. But as I said, I have to program the software.
Okay, thank you, Q. Bye.
Bye.
And of course, every people outside who want to discuss something, who want to announce their projects, who want to say something over the radio, just come on here. We are located at the radio tent, as you guess. And the radio tent is hard to describe. From the entrance, go to the right, the yellow street, street with the yellow lights. Oh, I'm colorblind, I have no idea. Sasha, what lights?
I think they are red.
Red lights, I'm hearing. So pick the street with the red lights, and after 50 or 60 meters, we are on the left side. You see an orange, I guess it's orange, container outside. It's a little studio we have. And just pass this little studio and go into the village, and you will find our Studio A, which is a bigger studio. And right now we are sending from the Studio A on the Chaos Communication Camp radio tent. Was heißt Silber? This is Sub-Ether Radio. It's a quarter hour after 1 a.m. In the middle of the night, strange things happen, and some people are very tired, and we got a phone call from Nadine. He's missing his silver metallic Discman. So anybody on the camp, if someone is finding a silver metallic Discman with a CD inside, please bring them this kind of thing directly to here, to the radio tent at the Studio A, and we will bring it back to Nadine.
I can't believe
Radio Sub-Ether, it's 23 minutes after 1 a.m. in the night. You are on the Chaos Communication Camp 2003 and you are listening to the official radio station Sub-Ether Radio on 88.3 MHz. If you want to give us a feedback, then write a mail. Our email address is listed on our website www.sub-ether.de. Also there you will find more information. And of course, we also have our telephone number here. For the internal network from the campsite, just dial 5555. That's 4 times the 5. And you will get directly connected to our radio tent. Of course, you can also tell us something directly on the transmitter. Or you just can ask us to make us announcements for lost things and other kinds of information. For external listeners, just call the number 03348 642246, and so you can also call us from the external network. That's 033-438-642246.
Thank you. Yes, this was DJ Joyrider playing for the last 2 hours Mental Music. Goodbye.
Oh. Wow, thank you. DJ Joyrider, responsible for the music in the last 1.5 hours. It's 1:30 in the night. This is Sub-Ether Radio. And, well, I got an information from our streaming crew. Packet, who is setting up our stream for the external world, is telling us that exactly 23 people are listening to the Sub-Ether Radio stream, which is quite amazing, because we are just sending for 1.5 hours, and the stream address is not even listed for 1 hour. Quite amazing.
And Ingo, I think we should play now a little bit of older music. And I thought we haven't heard the Chaos Communication Camp theme from The Heart of Gold. What's with this?
Wow, we have a theme. Yes. I didn't know.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, play it. I want to know.
It's from Neil Young. It's called Heart of Gold.
Wow.
Do you really don't know it?
Well, I have a guess what it is. It's this country style stuff, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Wow. So, people outside, be prepared for a music break. So, we change the style of music in exactly 20 seconds. Very hard.
Searching for a heart of gold. I've been a miner for a heart.
This is the official hymn of the Chaos Communication Camp 2003. It was also the hymn of the Chaos Communication Camp in 1999. Maybe you remember it from that time. In that time we also had a radio called Radio Intergalactic. I think the old people here still remember. So, once again the announcement, we still need your information. We still need everything you can tell us about your projects. Come along to the radio tent and we will discuss about it. We need your content. Radio Sub-Ether is the radio to join. If you want to make radio, come on. Tomorrow in the morning we will have our first meeting for setting up the time shift. Maybe you can get an own radio show. You can learn something about technique, or you just can play your own music. But of course, the best thing you could do is to moderate a show or do interviews, whatever. If you want to do anything here on the radio, just come on and go on here. We can help you with everything. So, and for all people who cannot do something right now, please come tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning to our conference here.
many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how. You're the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye.
This is Sub-Ether Radio. It's exactly 15 minutes after 1 a.m. It's nearly 2 o'clock. I think this is quite hard to listen to the radios for such a long time. A few minutes ago you heard I Will Survive, which was a music wish from Packet. Some of you guys still remember the radio at Hell 2001. This time I mean 2001. He was the guy who was playing I Will Survive about 13 times in a row. There was a bunch of people outside the radio tent who were trying to kill us for doing that. Well, but listening to the radio for a long time is not the only kind of sport we are doing here. Joining us in the radio tent, Smash, there are also other kind of sport activities here on the campsite. What kind of activities? Sport for nerds?
Yes, well, it's some sort of Olympics. There are such disciplines as wall crimping, how far you can throw your HDD. And there's a contest for the beautifulest coat. And there's something with binary prime numbers, counting whatever, and several other things, which we are still developing, sort of.
This kind of sport is, where can you join and how can you join?
You can join in the fire launch. And how is a good question. We are working on that, but it should be available soon.
So is there a special time or date when you can join and to meet you?
I think as soon as possible.
So just walk over to the fire launch.
Yes.
Give us a specific area. How can you walk and find this area?
We are in Art and Beauty, and it's rather easily to find. If you ever were at Taiwanese food store at the lake, then you have nearly reached the fire launch. The fire launch is just a few meters from there, and there we are and work on our plans.
Is it also possible to win something?
Of course. We have two prizes. The first prize is a red flag Linux directly from Japan, China. Well, I did it. China. And yes, the second prize is an OS2 BTX installation disk, I think.
BTX?
Well,
I think the younger people don't know, and the people from other country don't either.
The BTX was a system from the Deutsche Telekom, and it's kind of like the internet, but really, really, no.
We are talking about the 80s, the late 80s, yeah?
I got completely wrong. It's more kind of the television text you got if you try to watch TV and don't know what the film name is, just use television text. And just like that, BTX worked, and it was kind of dull system. I think there were some stories with the CCC and the BTX, but I'm not sure if I am the right one to tell about that.
Going into the history of the chaos here in Germany, maybe we'll have an own show about this tomorrow. I don't know. So, I'm quite... it's quite interesting. When will you tell who the winner is?
We will tell We will tell it when we finished with the contests on Sunday, I think. So there's plenty of time to participate for the Olympics and, well, to work on your skills in war crimping.
I think we will report on this issue here on Radio Sub-Ether, 88.3 MHz. Thank you, Smash, for so long, and have a great time. I hope you are listening further on to our show here.
Sure.